Cons: London, health worker stabbed to death by gang members in medical masks. By Jack Montgomery on May 1, 2020. A National Health Service, NHS, worker was stabbed to death in a ferocious assault by a gang wearing medical masks just days before the funeral of his father, who succumbed to Chinese coronavirus, was due to take place. 24-year-old David Gama was set upon in Newham, East London, by a group of men near the NHS Nightingale Emergency Hospital, according to an appeal for information from the Metropolitan Police. David's family are going through unimaginable torment. Within days, his mother has seen the death of her husband and son. His sister has lost her brother and father, both are now heartbroken, commented Detective Inspector Tony Kirk of the London Police Force's Specialist Crime Command. David was a young man who had worked hard to put himself through university and, like his mother, worked hard for the community in the NHS. At this time, we believe the only thing David did to be murdered was walk down a street. He was apparently approached by a group of men wearing masks and stabbed multiple times in a ferocious assault, he added. I have no doubt this was a planned attack that singled out David because he happened to be in that area. David and his mother, who have done so much to help the community, now need the public to come forward and tell us what they know, the detective inspector concluded, urging people who might have information to contact the police, quoting CAD 8371/26 APR or the anonymous Crime Stoppers hotline. Officers believe the suspects left the scene in a silver Dodge Caliber sporting fake number plates, which was stolen in nearby Dagenham on April 16. Prior to the coronavirus lockdown, which appears to have cut crime overall by confining large swathes of the public to their homes for much of the day, knife crime in England and Wales had hit an all-time high, according to the latest statistics. So-called high-harm crimes involved bladed articles have risen by 49% over a 10-year period, with death tolls likely rising more modestly only because of the establishment and expansion of charitable operations like the London Air Ambulance, the establishment of a major trauma network, and the introduction of new methods to treat trauma patients, many developed by medics with experience dealing with wounded soldiers on the battlefields of Afghanistan and Iraq. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.